This is HPR episode 2037 entitled Alpha 32's Pinhead Oats. It is hosted by Alpha 32 and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about how I cook steel cut oats and ask you all to please share your favorite recipes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Alpha 32 coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. That's right, I've moved. That's the reason I haven't submitted a show in a while. Today I want to talk to you about oatmeal. Yeah, we're going to make this a series, guys. We're having an oatmeal series. Alright, cool. Anyway, I am doing... Well, today I cooked steel cut oats, also known as pinhead oats to you folks across the pond. Here in America, that sounds like you're kind of insulting the oats, though. I'm not calling them a pinhead oat. I don't know what those poor little oats ever did to you, Dave Morris, but... anyway, so I cooked oats. I cooked them on a stovetop, unlike Mr. Culp down there in Louisiana. The way I do it, get a little pot, boil 2 cups of water with a bit of sugar, not sugar, salt, a bit of salt. Bring that to a boil, turn your heat down to medium, stir in the oats. Now, when I stirred in the oats, I added cinnamon, allspice, and nutmeg. You know, a little bit of flavor. I don't want plain oats. That wouldn't taste very good. So put that in there, stir them up a bit. And I added 2/3 of a cup. I don't know what that is in grams. Sorry, guys. That's what Google's for. 2/3 of a cup of oats. Stir them in. It says stir occasionally, but I keep stirring them, stirring, because I want them to absorb as much water as I can. So after that, stirring in the oats, I added, I'd guess maybe 1/8 of a cup, maybe 1/4 cup, I don't know, of sugar. Yeah. You know, sugar makes everything taste better, right? At least for Americans. I used Demerara sugar. It's kind of halfway between regular sugar and brown sugar. I guess it's got a little bit of molasses in it. So cook that about 5 or 6 minutes, stirring, and I take off the heat and add, I guess about 1/2 cup of raisins. I don't want to add them while the oats are cooking, because they'll puff up and become grapes again. I've done that, and it was less than awesome. So, there's that. Anyway, it turned out awesome. I'm eating it right now. Oaty goodness. So anyhow, yeah, I think if we can keep this cooking series going, that would be pretty awesome. I will definitely submit a show on making marinara, lasagna, anything like that. Mr. Morris, I'd like to hear some Scottish food recipes. I think that would be really interesting. Maybe we can get folks to do some local things from wherever they're at. That would be pretty neat to have on HPR. So I think that's about all I've got. I'm going to keep eating my oatmeal, and I will talk to you guys again soon. And don't forget to submit a show. Seriously, like, do it now. There are apps for your phone that you can record a show with. Go. If you don't want HPR to die, do it now. Please. Okay, guys. Laters.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.